Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I've only been in radio for about... 11 years maybe? And it just seems like every day there's something crazier and crazier and crazier. But one of the reasons why the last few years have been especially crazy, especially in journalism, is because we have a very unique president. And we have a president that does what he wants. And he doesn't like to be censored. He doesn't like to be proofread. And he doesn't want somebody twisting his words. And Trump had very ingeniously figured out that he could bypass the clips that journalisms would only grab and the miswording and the taking out of context by using Twitter. And Twitter exploded. I remember when Twitter first came out. I was at a birthday party. And one of the moms at the birthday party, one of my friends was saying, guys, you know, I know you guys are all on Facebook, but you got to check out Twitter. And I go, tweet? What? She goes, Twitter. You know, it's my brother's company, and it's a good company, and it's whatever. And I go, yeah, we'll check it out. I'll start an account. That's good. You know, I'm in the media. I think it's wonderful. It was like before then or whatever. And, whoa, it exploded. If you think it exploded back then, it exploded once Donald Trump gets on. And you know what? This is how I'm going to put what I... This is a way for me to put what I want to say out there without somebody curtailing pieces and somebody twisting it. And it does stink that it did have to resort to this. I really can't stand it when somebody would take something Obama would say or Bush would say or Trump would say or Clinton would say and completely twist. I hate that. Okay, I think that's evil. You know? Like, I don't know what the heck happened, you know, in the Central Park. Well, Central Park Karen going, well, I'm going to tell them that you threatened my life. Did they not threaten? If they didn't threaten your life, why are you coming up with that? I hate, and I don't know if, you know, she made it up or not, but, you know, I hate when people falsify when, you know, look, if somebody said this, somebody said this. So the reason why this is back in the news is because one of Trump's tweets, which, by the way, if you ever are bored, just follow him. It's the real Donald Trump. It's kind of interesting to see what he said. Hillary also has some really interesting tweets. They just, I mean, if it's really, really them doing it, he's unfiltered, and he'll even cuss on Twitter or whatever. Well, apparently, he was really mad about the mail-in ballots. That's going to happen. And honestly, if a lot of this COVID crisis is related to the election, I'm going to be really, really ticked. I'm going to be really, really ticked. You see these memes saying if you want to kill coronavirus, you know, make it to end of November after the election and coronavirus goes away. I really hope that's not true. But the topic of mail-in ballots going, sorry, we have to social distance. We can't go to the polls. You can go to Walmart, but you can't go to the polls. Donald Trump was worried about fraud. So he posts something on Twitter, yet Twitter feels they have a responsibility to not perpetuate anything that could be false. So from what I understand, Twitter fact-checked him, but they fact-checked him with, I think, CNN. And it's debatable on whether, you know, CNN is the be-all source or not. So I guess Twitter labels his tweet, signifying that it could be fake news also. So Donald Trump was pretty upset, and we're now starting to probably go into territory where the Supreme Court might have to get involved, because apparently the reason why the internet can be, and the reason why Facebook can do this and Twitter can do this without getting sued, is there's a law from 1996 that protects social media or the internet from getting sued for something that's on it. So you know how I just kind of taught you guys how to do a lap dance? Let's say that lap dance, like, totally ruins your marriage. internet can't be sued for posting it. Okay? I might be able to get sued. Because, like, gosh, you just totally ruined my marriage. That was, like, the worst live dance ever. Hey, I didn't tell you to, yeah. I told you to do the Australian accent. So, internet has to be protected because otherwise they wouldn't put that information out there. So, the problem is there's been people calling on Facebook and Twitter to not allow hate speech, to not have misinformation because you have a lot of young viewers that might look at something on there and go, oh, that sounds right. Me and a bunch of medical students did research and are still doing research on misinformation on the internet when it comes to marijuana and when it comes to vaccines and when it comes to, because if something's on the internet saying this is bad for you and it's a fake, false, you know, video, then, who's policing that? So Twitter and Facebook are starting to find themselves needing to start being the police. Until you censor the president. And if the president is saying, look, mail-in ballots allows room for fraud, all right, that's my opinion, are you now limiting the president's free speech? So here's my question to you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should Twitter and Facebook and social media have the duty to look at what is being posted and verify and make sure that what is on there is good material? Or good content? Or should Trump have the power to stop them from censoring and putting their opinion on people's opinions? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's freedom of speech issues all around on this one. And the reason why I don't think the Supreme Court is going to be able to handle it is, one, Ruth Bader Ginsburg might be asleep. I don't know where she is. And she's, from what I understand, she's still working out at the gym. But I don't know. But, you know, one is, when the Constitution was written, it never intended to have something like this. We have gobs and gobs and gobs of information. We have opinions. But we have people believing these opinions, and then we might have people doing stupid, like the Tide Pod Challenge. See, nobody would have gotten involved if people weren't refusing vaccines. Then the government's like, no, wait a second. We told you to get a vaccine. We have a government-run vaccine, you know, system here. And now you're getting information that's telling you not to? Well, what about freedom of expression? What about freedom of access to education? Right? Who's to say the information's false? Who's to say the information's right? So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Who has a right to censor who? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Robin wants to know, when are you positive for coronavirus? How long does it take until you're positive for coronavirus if you've been exposed? That's a very, very good question. There's the antigen test and the antibody test. The antibody test will see if you've had past exposure. It takes a while to make antibodies. It could take weeks to make antibodies. The antigen test still needs a few days. So if you, let's say, went into work yesterday and somebody started coughing, and you're like, oh, man, I got a wedding to go to next week. I need to know if I have it. It might be still early to get the antigen test today. Antigen are like pieces of the virus. Antibodies is what you make. So it takes, for you to have pieces of the virus that can get picked up in this test, there needs to be a lot of it. So you almost have to wait until the virus takes hold, replicates, sheds. So if somebody just coughed on you, it's going to take a few days to show a positive. So usually the antigen tests are very good if you have active symptoms. Because if you have active symptoms, well, that means you already got sick, you see? And so you there was enough virus to take hold and start to replicate and then induce a fever or a cough or your body's response. So, you know, by the time anybody's sick, they've had the virus for a good few days. That's kind of rule of thumb because it takes a few days for the virus to set up shop. So I probably wouldn't do the antibody test any sooner than like 3-4 days, to be honest, because it could be a false negative. Does that make sense? All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you wants to know about vitamin D and how much you should take to prevent COVID. There's no amount. We don't know how much vitamin D is necessary. We do know that people who are healthy have good vitamin D levels. Yeah, got a lot of exercise outdoors and, you know, had some high vitamin D levels because of the sun. They seem to do better. We know that vitamin D is good for the bones and muscles, but for those of us who are at risk for skin cancer, we need to be very careful with our sun exposure. So many people are turning to vitamin D supplements. Now, supplements, like some of us take 50,000 units a week. Some of us take anywhere from 400 to 800 units a day. Depending on how low you are, your doctor's going to decide. I would first, okay, if you can't get a blood test, what I would do is rather than jumping to take vitamin D supplements, I would go and reach for some salmon. You know, or eat some yogurt, or, you know, some eggs, or portobello mushrooms. Those have good doses of vitamin D. Tuna has vitamin D, you know? You gotta be careful with the mega doses. There's a paper that just kinda came out. Hold on, let me pull it up. They talked about, here we go. The authors say that if you inundate the body with vitamin D, it could cause vitamin D toxicity. And there is no proof that overdoing vitamin D is going to prevent coronavirus. So they said there are evidence health risks with excessive vitamin D, especially for those with other health issues like reduced kidney function. One of the reasons why I had been originally hesitant to write 50,000 units of vitamin D once a week is because I like people getting vitamins in little doses every day. I would rather, you know, people take their daily vitamins because your body can only absorb so much, you know. And also it's because if somebody had impaired kidney function, 50,000 units could be a lot. But the average person that takes it usually has good kidneys, and they're not really good at remembering to take pills, so a lot of our doctors put us on 50,000 units. Mine did. My vitamin D wasn't low, but it wasn't high, and because I have to avoid the sun because of my skin, which really sucks, too, because I look good tan. I do. She put me on 50,000 units once a week. Do I remember to take it? No, I remember to take it once a month. It's so bad. I'm just so bad at it. Once a week, I just don't remember. So vitamin D deficiency is unfortunately something that kind of puts you behind the eight ball with cancer and a whole variety of things. We even see it a lot in black people. And so they agree that people need to be tested for it. People need to, you know, be supplemented if they need it. And as you've seen, African Americans have been disproportionately affected by coronavirus. So I really think the vitamin D theory is serious and is plausible when it comes to this, but you need to be very, very careful with how much you take. So you need to talk to your doctor. If you're low, you need to supplement. If you're not low, get some fresh air once in a while. You know, make sure you protect your skin, you know, but get outdoors and, like I said, eat some salmon and portobello mushrooms and things like that. Okay? Maya wants to know about schools reopening. She wants to know what she should do if she doesn't want her kid to go back to school and stay online learning. All right, Maya, that's tough. If you don't want your kid to go back to school, I guess now is the time to say something. The kids going back to school is going to be a very, very contentious point for not only the schools but the economy. Because if schools don't reopen, then parents have to be home with the kids. Some parents are loving it. Some parents are like, I need to work. I need the kids back at school. I was very grateful for school because I could go to work. I worked all the time. And so I need a daycare or kindergarten or a grade school or middle school to be open, even now with high school. You know, I'm like just, you know, because then you aren't eating and you aren't calling me and you aren't getting into trouble. It's just you're at school. You know, I love when my kids are at school. Just go to school, stay at school, leave them alone. But what the schools do not want to do is open up, and then there's that second peak. They're not calling it a wave because they say since coronavirus we're still riding the wave, this would be like another peak of high cases. They say coronavirus is going to be around, so don't call it a second wave. Call it a second peak. What schools don't want to do is the second peak comes by, comes down, parents have to tell them to shut down, and then they have to shut down. See, they don't want to play defense. Schools don't want to play defense. Schools always want to look like they're on the offense. So schools want to look like they are the ones that want to make that they're the ones in charge. They're the ones making the decision. They don't want to be told, well, you know, the parents think of putting the kids at risk. You need to. So I think the schools are going to be very proactive with school closings. The problem is whether it's coronavirus or flu, we think it's going to happen. So you have parents out there going, well, rather than having my kids go to school, get exposed, just keep them at home. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we as a society are ready for just homeschooled kids. We have a lot of kids homeschooling and online schooling. That trend started a while back with all the school shootings and bullying and kids suicide. You know, parents are like, I'm putting my kids in school next to kids who are telling them to eat a Tide Pod. Forget it. They'll learn at home. And I couldn't really argue with them. I'm for kids going to school and being around other kids. I think that's important, you know, and they need to learn how to, you know, negotiate bullying and you know, deal with you know, hierarchies and friends. And I mean, if you don't know how to navigate school, you're going to have a tough time navigating the business world. But if that's all moot now where you're going to be working from home, you could technically go through life not ever having to deal with people unless, of course, you want to procreate. It's harder and harder to convince parents to have their kids go to school. So from what I understand, parents now, because it's the summer, they are starting to have the conversations with the school districts. I think in my neck of the woods, the school district actually sent out a survey. I don't know what was on the survey. Maybe I should, because I should be filling it out. Well, you know, my kids are in high school, so I don't really, you know, and one's in college. But I think the school districts have been sending out surveys going, you know, if we do reopen, are you going to send your kid back? Because remember, it used to be, like, illegal if you didn't send your kid to school. Yeah, I remember my mom yelling at my brother and sister if they didn't want to go to school. Like, well, then the police are going to come. Nah, I don't know if that really ever happened. But, you know, the kids aren't supposed to be in school. If the kids skip school, the authorities come. Now, it's not like that anymore. Now I hear people are skipping school all the time. They're smoking dope. They're, you know, you're like, what? How is nobody, you know, in charge? How is nobody not, you know, enforcing this? So, what if you as a parent don't want your kids to go back to school? So my guess is there's going to have to be hybrids. I'm thinking that school districts are going to have hybrids. And these school districts are going to have, all right, for those parents that want to stay, I don't know how that would work. Because you know how many kids that want to stay home? I don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's tough for me because I really believe in old school caveman, how we're built, animalistic types. I mean, you know, we are, just because we wear a suit or we put on a bra in the morning, it doesn't mean we're still not a part of the animal kingdom. And there are things you need when you develop from other people. You need to see how they act. You need to see how they, you know, a lot of these kids that have been sheltered, that have never, you know, been around other kids, they don't seem to, you know, be as flexible later and versatile. So I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie is testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee on his department's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Today, we are only treating 1,500 veterans for the virus out of the over 9.2 million veterans who are in our system. We are stocked with supplies. On average, VHA has a minimum 2-week supply on hand of each type.
The Justice Department says a federal investigation into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis is a top priority. One protester said there needs to be justice.
I want to see the police, every police that do this kind of stuff, get charged with this burn.
Riots broke out Wednesday night and several buildings were burned and a recently renovated Target was looted and defaced. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many folks were disappointed after the SpaceX launch had to be rescheduled for Saturday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station.
President Trump was on hand yesterday and says he'll be in attendance again on Saturday. Two Republican senators are proposing a ban on issuing visas to Chinese graduate students and researchers in science and technology fields. Senator Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn are arguing that blocking Chinese students and researchers from receiving visas in STEM fields would protect American ingenuity. The bill does have a few exceptions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we've discussed this before on the show, where people's depression and anxiety are going up. In this latest study, I think they looked at 100,000, they looked at 40,000 people and found that at least a third of them said they have either depression or anxiety because of coronavirus. That number is grossly underestimated. Everybody I know is anxious. I'm sorry, I got food in my teeth. I haven't been really depressed or anxious until the power went out. When the power went out the other day, that's when I started to get scared. You know, because, again, I've been able to work this whole time. I've been able to work from home. I've been able to broadcast. I've been able to, keep tabs on the kids. They've been able to do their homework. I've been able to, this shutdown and stuff has been bad. And my guess is my anxiety has probably been up. I mean, how could anybody's anxiety not go up with everything going on? But I got to tell you, man, if the power goes out, I'm going to lose it. That is where I am going to be like, oh, my gosh. But a lot of us, we've kind of adapted and we've made it work. We found the silver lining. But this is a problem. And even though we've talked about it on the air, we need to talk about it with a little bit of a twist. Okay. We keep being told that people are depressed and anxious. And, you know, we're like, guys, you know what? Talk to the hand. Join the club. Okay. We're all depressed and anxious. And then we keep hearing it. People are depressed. People are anxious. yesterday I saw about, I didn't really see a lot of patients, saw about 20, 25 patients. Five of them couldn't sleep. They called up saying, I can't sleep. And I've been getting that a lot. They can't sleep. And they've tried alcohol. They've tried melatonin. They've tried, you know, and I talked to them about making the room cool and the blackout curtains and putting on a fan, you know, for background noise. And, you know, but they're like, no, I need Restoril or I need Ambien or I need Clonopin. And on telemedicine, we can't write them, so we have to refer them to their regular doctor. But people can't sleep. You know, when you ask them, you know, well, why is it that you can't sleep? You know, are you not working? They're like, no, I'm working. And I go, so talk to me about it. What's going on? Well, with many of them, not just yesterday, but throughout, you know, the weeks, those who were working were never, they don't know how long they're going to work. They don't know if they're going to lose their job. They don't know if at any time they're going to have to take a pay cut. Do you know how many people have had to take pay cuts? Okay, we know people got furloughed, but there are people that have their jobs, but they had to take pay cuts. Now, inflation is rising. Last time I was on Amazon, I had to buy some extra towels. It was like 10 bucks a towel, and that was for a cheap, crappy towel. I mean, things are going, toilet paper is expensive, masks are expensive, everything's going up, food is expensive. We don't eat out anymore because it's like $80 for a family of four. Oh, hell no. That's not going to happen. Meanwhile, people's salaries went down. And so those people that have a job are always freaked out about when they're going to lose it. Those that don't have a job are freaked out about what's going to happen with unemployment benefits. Are they going to lose the extra $600 by the end of July? Is it going to be extended? Whatever, you know? And then, you know, what are they supposed to do? Remember, we're builders. Okay, we as humans, we need goals. We need happy places. So one happy place for me is like taking a trip. So this summer I wanted to go on vacation. You know, I wanted to go to the beach or I wanted to, you know, or I wanted to take the kids somewhere. So I have like a little happy place. Those were all gone. I was supposed to be in New York next week. Gone. So little things that you use to look forward to get yourself to the next step, have been taken away. Then you're thinking, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to be really good at work. This is what I'm going to do at work. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, yeah, work might not exist. My job might not exist. Then you're like, well, I'm going to work on the house. I'm going to work on the house. And then you're being told, no, well, housing prices may go down, even though they've actually gone up temporarily, which is really cool because I think people on lockdown are like, apartments aren't cutting it. So now people are going to, a lot of these millennials who were smart about not investing in a house, they're like, you know what, if the houses are going to go down, now it's time to get a house because I need more space than 600 square feet. So houses, in a way, are going up. But a lot of people in their own house are like, well, you know, why am I going to build or add on to this house if I'm not going to get the money for it? And I don't know where I'm going to have to take a job. So it's this unknown. This unknown and unrest is why people are anxious and depressed. Not to mention, a lot of people had anxiety and depression anyway. I mean, when I was in medical school, I learned that one-third of people have some sort of mental illness. And that was an underestimation. Whether it's schizophrenia, whether it's bipolar, whether it's, you know, a habit, you know, an addiction. I don't like to call addictions mental illness, but they fall under that for now. You know, a third of the people. So you see, this research that just came out, it doesn't seem to be startling everybody because they're like, all right, it's just another number. But me as a doctor, what I've seen people call in for, if they're not sleeping and there's no end in sight, I don't mind somebody getting a sleeping pill. But that's if you're only going to take it once or twice a month. If you're taking it because you think this whole summer is going to suck, you're going to become addicted to Ambien. You're going to become addicted to benzodiazepines. If you're turning to alcohol because you're afraid you're going to lose your job, well, then, man, you're going to be drinking all summer. You know, if you did really, really good getting off the weed, you know, earlier this spring because you had a job and job was drug testing and you were like, you know what, I'm going to quit it. Now you're out of a job, you might have gone back. So we have now substance abuse. We have, you know, people that have relapsed. And then you also have people that are bored. I mean, in my neck of the woods, finally, Red Rock gets open up again. And we spend a lot of time at Red Rock. We hike and we do a lot of stuff there. The bike trail's open and all that. But it's like, really, did that have to close? I mean, stay-at-home orders, Netflix doesn't cut it. And I'm sorry, I've been watching that Tiger King show. That's hard to watch. That Tiger King show is really hard to watch, okay? And I've already seen Game of Thrones. I'm watching that High Castle show, which is good, but parts are slow. You need to give humans more, Okay? And also, we've lost control. If you really want to know why people are depressed and why people are anxious, is we don't have control. We have no control. All right? We're being told that if you have a business, it has to be closed. Or you can only open it when you're told you could open it. And you have to open it defying every law of business you've ever learned, where you have to deter customers and you know, make them pick up curbside and you know, have them stand on decals like cattle. Where's the hi, how are you, and the smile, and the showing the, you know, the appreciation and the hug and the, no. It's now you have to treat people as sterile beings. I mean, that's not how I want to run a business. That doesn't work for me. Then we have no control over the election. You know, people are seeing Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to run against himself. Okay? You know, you have Donald Trump, for those people that are frustrated with him, you know, going off on rants. People feel like they have no control. Then they feel like they're not going to be able to vote. Or if they are going to be able to vote, the vote doesn't count. We're in a state of where we just don't feel like we have control. And humans need to feel like they have control. I mean, I'm not trying to tell our country how to be communist. But even the communist countries know how to make their citizens feel like they have a little bit of control. Okay, that's kind of the game. You know, well, if you do this and you do this, then you get to do this in your circle. That's how the Nazis worked. That's how a lot of them worked, okay? You need to feel like you have some control. If you don't feel like you have control, you feel like you're an animal in a cage. And that's how people feel right now. We feel like we're in a cage. We are only allowed to work as long as mommy and daddy says it's okay, and mommy and daddy are watching, and mommy and daddy will always threaten to close you down. You're like, I live in America. What the hell is this? Same thing. You can't be around other people without it being staged. You have to wear a mask. You have to be 6 feet away. You're not supposed to hug. We can't bury our loved ones without there being restrictions. Okay, well, you can only invite X, Y, and Z to the funeral. You can't have all these people at a funeral. There's a wedding that I got invited to, and I'm like so happy I'm going to this wedding, because what that means is if there is a 50-person limit, I made the cut. So what, we're going to have weddings where we don't? Well, actually, that might be a good thing, because there's a lot of people I wouldn't want to come to my wedding, but neither here nor there. So if you really want to tackle this anxiety and tackle this depression, give people routine. Let people get back to work. Give people a goal. Let them see that there is going to be a future without this threat. Oh, there's going to be another wave. There's going to be another peak. We're going to have to close down again. Social distancing is the way to go. And no. Give people hope and give people control. Let them tell them, look, you need to make sure people don't get sick. We have common sense. And in fact, some of the things we would do is probably even better than what some of the government officials would recommend. Give us some control. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Joe Biden is going to choose his running mate by August 1, as long as he remembers to do it. That's going to be cutting it pretty close. It's really cutting it close. Don't we usually like to have, you know, wasn't it like Obama, Biden, and Trump, Pence? Don't people like to have the stickers and have the... I find it very, very odd that we're already in the summer of election year, and we still don't know who's going to be vice president. But, you know, maybe this is the norm. I don't know. From what I understand, Elizabeth Warren is now also a contender. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, not very popular, though, but Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. But also, because of Joe Biden's struggle to win over the African-American community, there's been pressure for him to consider California Senator Kamala Harris and former Georgia gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams. Now, Joe Biden had an absolute cluster when he was on the Breakfast Club morning show, and he was speaking to an audience, and I guess I don't know what he was thinking. But he says, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. That's what he said in quotes. Now, he quickly apologized for the remarks because he caught flack from the African-American activists and community and pundits and he's been called on to prove to the black community that he is deserving of their vote. And one such gesture would be choosing a black woman for vice president. So Biden said that he is looking for somebody who is simpatico with him. So he goes, that means he really needs to stop. Just stop speaking, okay? Honestly, he and Trump, we just don't have very good orators with this, you know? What about the ask not what you could do for your country, but I mean, why don't we have any of those sort of speeches coming out of their mouths? He says that means they don't have to agree with me on everything, but they have to have the same basic approach to how we handle the economy and how we handle everything. He says, I want to make sure that wherever I speak to, whoever I have has some qualities that I don't possess, as well as is willing to, in fact, tell me the truth. But also, he says, I'm quoting him, do it in a way that is between the two of us, between her and me, so that they can, in fact, be completely candid with me, because I want to have people around me that have strengths and capabilities I don't. So he wants to have make sure that they have conversations between the two of them. I don't think it has to involve sniffing hair. I know a lot of people think that's what that means. Now, the first vice presidential debate is scheduled to be held October 7th. That's when candidates take the stage at Salt Lake City's University of Utah, assuming that they are going to be able to, you know, have an audience. If not, it will be broadcast. So his vice presidential pick, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, whether it's Klobuchar, whether it's Whitmer, whether it's Abrams, whether it's Harris, it's obvious he's going to pick a woman. That's a done deal. Again, as a woman, I'm a little insulted by that. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it had to be said and dictated. It had to be a rule that, you know what, I'm only going to look at women, right? As if, you know, a woman wouldn't already be a contender. I really hate that. You know, and, you know, same thing with African-American. Where, okay, you know, I need to choose, not that he says this, but if he feels like, well, I need to choose an African-American, it just kind of puts us all back, you know, in terms of decades of progress, where there has to be a delineation or a decree for it to happen, okay? I was kind of surprised that Kamala Harris didn't go farther anyway, you know, in terms of politics, because she's a great speaker, she does have a following, she has a lot of background in law. Now, people might not like her background or what she did in California, but, you know, she had experience. I mean, you know, she has a pretty, you know, significant resume, and, you know, it puts us back decades when the only reason why she's considered again is because she's a woman or she's black. That just doesn't sit right, okay? Just don't make that decree. Say you're going to pick the best person, but don't advertise or say, okay, but I'm only going to look at women, so only the women step forward. Like, I could have you in the spotlight, and I could not be distracted by men or people of other races, so I could pick who. Yeah, it just doesn't, it just drives me crazy. It just drives me crazy, all right? That's all I'm going to say there. But, you know, with Joe Biden, it's a vice presidential pick is kind of tricky because there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to step down once he is president, I think. I think there's going to be people that are going to be watching every single move, every single word he makes, every single gaffe. And there's been a lot of rumors that, although I don't see this happening, but who knows, where Michelle Obama or somebody would be his choice. Then shortly, once he's elected, he's asked to step down, and then the vice president becomes president. And I don't really like conspiracy theories. I don't, you know, like all that. But, you know, I know that the Democrats are having issues with Joe Biden being their front runner, just like they had issues with Bernie Sanders being their front runner. And so if they cannot, you know, swap him out now, then, you know, and they're worried about, you know, elections or future elections or whatever, they're going to want a super strong vice presidential candidate and a vice presidential candidate that, you know, could then be reelected at the 4-year mark. And I really think that's all in the planning stages now. because the Democrats are staying awfully, really quiet with a lot of his gaffes and a lot of his, you know, I mean, when you tell people you want to beat Ronald Reagan and you want to beat Joe Biden and you're going to beat Joe Biden, okay, you know, you start to kind of scratch your head. And I get he's nervous and I get he's tired, but it's all the time. Okay, and I mean, we're talking about taped interviews. Or not, I mean, not taped interviews, but I mean, you know, live TV. I mean, it's not like you're standing in front of a crowd in the heat. You're in an air-conditioned room and you're having trouble speaking clearly. It concerns us, just like people are concerned about Trump. I don't know what his latest tweets are. Hold on a second. His tweets are very, very entertaining, by the way. Hold on a second. Here we go. He says, so ridiculous, this is Donald Trump, so ridiculous to see Twitter trying to make the case that mail-in ballots are not subject to fraud. How stupid, he says. There are examples and cases all over the place. Our election process will become badly tainted and laughingstock all over the world. Tell that to your hater at YoYoL. And then he writes, the men and women of the National Guard have been doing a great job fighting coronavirus this week. I will extend their Title 32 orders through mid-August so they can continue to help states succeed in their response and recovery efforts. Now, that was a very nicely well-worded. You wonder which he does and which his people do, or if he does them all. But all over the world, the coronavirus, a very bad gift from China, marches on, not good. Yeah, I don't know. It's entertaining. Speaking of China, we got China in the news. Okay, remember there was that controversial bill, security bill for Hong Kong? Because they wanted to limit a lot of their revolts and protests. The National People's Congress on Thursday voted 2,800-1 in favor of the decision to empower its standing committee to draft the legislation. There were 6 abstentions. People gathered in the Great Hall of the People. They burst into sustained applause. China says the new law will be aimed at tackling secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference in the city. But the plan, unveiled in Beijing last week, triggered big protests from Hong Kong. It will alter the territory's mini-constitution, or basic law, to require its government to enforce measures to be decided later by Chinese leaders. The plans have prompted widespread condemnation and strained China's relations with the U.S. and Britain. So Al Jazeera's Katrina Yu, reporting from Beijing, said the Chinese move is taking place without any consultation, any debate with Hong Kong's leaders or its government. It's very totalitarian. They say China is taking advantage of a legal loophole that completely bypasses Hong Kong's legislative process. So expect protesters. U.S. revoked its special status for Hong Kong, alleging the city was no longer autonomous from Beijing. So now that paves way to future sanctions. It's a mess. It's a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.